Mike Garcia's Hobby Game Dev Blog Post. 2019-03-15 in Deep Apocalypse, is it real? Does this still apply to 2019? I originally posted this on Reddit but wanted it here on my blog, as I still think it's very much still relevant in 2019. Presented in 2015, Sergey Galionkin explains there's no in Deep Apocalypse, and the reasoning still sounds right to me. Here are my highlights. Steam is not a discovery mechanism. Game engines by themselves don't make you a professional. Don't do retro graphics, i.e. platformer. Big games are business. Indie games are hobbies. YouTube at which help with sales. Your first game will most likely fail. Poor sales mostly affects new developers, not existing ones. Developing a good game isn't enough, and it never was treated as a business. Financing, marketing, etc. Survive your first game YouTube video. Indie Apocalypse. Is it real? Steam Spy founder Sergey Galionkin, Control Conference 2015 in Deep Apocalypse. Is it real? Steam Spy founder Sergey Galionkin, Control Conference 2015 DevOps with Nintendo 3DS Game Development. My thoughts on Stadia, Google's new video game console. 2 comments on in Deep Apocalypse. Is it real? Does this still apply to 2019? Limit broken. 2019-03-15-11-31+1100. It's real, but it was an inevitable, if particularly brutal, correction that was on the horizon ever since accessibility to hobbyists really took off in the first place. Video games are a creative field, and like any other creative enterprise, discovery is hard, and going big is a product of some combination of luck money grind, where the more you're missing of each, the more you have to put into what you do have. It's the case for authors, for artists, for musicians, and by God is it ever the case for tabletop game developers. The paths to guaranteed success are the same as they've always been for everyone, who isn't a one in a billion luminary talent, and if you're reading this, you aren't. Be rich enough to power through it, be clever and fast enough to find a truly untapped niche and strip mine it, or be persistent and devoted enough to the craft that you're willing to grind through what may be a lifetime of lean years. There are no other roads to take. Not for an indie. Tropical Doggo. 2019-03-15-11-32+1100. I sure hope it is real so we get to see less low-effort garbage in the future. Comments are open.